Penguin Random House Audio presents The Spook Who Sat by the Door by Sam Greenlee. Read for you by Dion Graham. To my wife, Nikki. 1. Today the computers would tell Senator Gilbert Hennington about his impending campaign for re-election. The senator knew from experience that the computers did not lie. He sat separated from his assembled staff by his massive, uncluttered desk, the Washington Monument framed by the window, to his rear. They sat alert, competent, loyal, and intelligent, with charts, graphs, clipboards, and reports at the ready. The senator swept the group with a steely gaze, gave Belinda, his wife and chief aide, a bright smile of confidence, and said, "All right, team, let's have a rundown. Don't try to sweeten the poison. We all know this will be the closest one yet. What I want to know is, how close? Tom, kick it off." "The campaign war chest is in excellent shape, Chief. No major defectors." "Good. I'll look over your detailed breakdown later. Pick?"
"I spent a week on Mad Ave with both the PR boys and our ad agency. They both have good presentations ready for your approval, Senator. I think you'll be pleased."
"How do we shape up on TV, Dick? All our ducks in line?"
"Excellent, Senator. You'll be on network television a minimum of 3 times between now and Election Day. Just about perfect. No danger of overexposure."
"Have you licked the makeup thing yet, Dick?"
asked Belinda Hennington.
"A small detail, but it probably cost one man the presidency. We don't want that to happen to us."
"No sweat, Mrs. Hennington. Max Factor came out with a complete new line right after that fiasco. I think we'll be using graying temples in keeping with our maturity image. As we all know, the youth bit is out nowadays. Fortunately, with the senator, we can play it either way."
"Good show, Dick," said the senator.